For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we read from John chapter 6, verses 35 through 40. And as we continue in the Bread of Life discourse, Jesus is sort of raising the stakes. He's not just saying that he can satisfy our physical hunger or satisfy our spiritual hunger. Now he's also saying that he who is the bread of life gives eternal life. In other words, the bread that he will give, his flesh for the life of the world, this true food, this gift that he will give to us, we know this comes to us in the Eucharist. This great gift of the Eucharist that he's about to give to us will lead us to eternal life. In other words, the Eucharist is not only for us here and now. It's not only something that we receive in this life as we go to Mass. Rather, the Eucharist points us to eternity, to that homeland for which we hope, which is heaven. To participate in the Mass, to participate in this great and glorious sacrament of the Eucharist is to find the beginnings of eternal life. And it is the Eucharist that brings us to eternal life. This is why one of the precepts of the Church is to receive the Eucharist before death. Now, of course, we might not be able to do that. That might be impossible. Our death comes at an unexpected moment. But whenever it's possible, it's good for us to be able to receive the Eucharist before we die. If you know somebody who's in serious need, if you know somebody who is sick or suffering, or especially if they're in hospice care, call the priest. Ask that they be anointed. Ask that they receive the Eucharist. The Church understands the Eucharist not only to be something that we receive during Mass, but also viaticum, the way bread, that which helps us on the road to eternity. And so as we receive the Eucharist now, in good health, in good times, so Jesus, the bread of life, feeds us with himself so that he can bring us into the gift of everlasting eternal life.